And we're back. Yes, this is Karina and Caitlin back for the Coffee Weekly post. We haven't been posting in quite a while, which I am very sorry about, everybody who listens, but we're back for the break, and it's probably going to be our only podcast for the break until next time. So we have a lot of topics to share. Caitlin is actually getting napkins right now, so that's why you've been only listening to my voice, but she is coming back right now. We're at Tea Chai Tay, right? I don't know. Tea Chai Tay, and we're outside in the... What kind of degree weather is this today? We are...
Fucking cold.
Well, Caitlin's back. 37 degree weather today, and it is, like she said... Oh.
Okay, so I don't know if Karina apologized for the noise yet, but we're literally outside on 23rd Avenue. So
23rd?
I will be eating a sandwich, drinking tea, and Karina doesn't have anything. I'm drinking a wildflower from the PB&J truck, and it's so fucking delicious.
Does the person come out here to give you your tea?
Boy, I hope so. Boy, I hope so. I can go check. I'm not sure.
Alright, so we have a lot of topics that we want to talk about today.
Okay, because it's happy 2014, everyone. This is the new year. It's going to be
new year, great. New you.
Don't even, guys, it's just going to be great. Don't worry about anything. Just live your lives, be you. And that's our message for 2014.
I think that's a good message. I think it's also a lot about becoming the person you want to be.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Guru Karina.
I think that, well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
You're
sorry.
Not?
I'm 19. No, I'm not. I'm not. Is that too personal?
Are you 19?
Yeah.
Are you 18 or 19?
I just turned 19.
Oh, yeah, you just turned 19. Happy birthday.
Thanks, biatch.
So, that wasn't my happy birthday. I've, like, seen her.
Yeah.
A little bit forgot.
Awkward. So. That'd be an awkward happy birthday.
I wonder if you guys are going to... hear any of this, whatever.
They can hear it. They just will hear cars, too, right?
How exciting for you. Okay, so...
So...
Real quick.
What?
Let's talk about 2013. Sum up the year.
Okay. I could say that my year was okay. It wasn't like, oh my god, the best year ever.
Oh, you were really into 2012,
yeah, because it was like an end of a chapter and in the beginning of a new chapter.
Talk about someone who loves high school.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's a positive thing.
Sure. You don't sound like it's a positive thing. Okay, I'm sorry that I like to go back and say hi to the teachers who really changed who I was. I was the shyest person coming in freshman year.
You were not.
Of high school.
Bullshit. All you did was talk during algebra. I remember that.
That's different because I was more comfortable. In the beginning, Caitlin, you didn't know me because that's why I was so shy. You didn't even know who I was. Boom.
I met you in ninth grade algebra.
I know, but, like, did you meet me in the beginning of the year?
Yeah, first semester.
Yeah, first semester, but did you meet me? Oh, my God, I'm talking about after
so literally
I got comfortable.
Took, like, a month? Like, a week for you to, like...
Yeah, because they made it so comfortable. They made it such a comfortable setting. That's why I want to say hi to my teachers, because I love my teachers.
That was fast.
Fuck you.
Happy 2014.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I think 2012 was, I don't know. I like 2012 better than this year, or 2013, just because of maybe graduation in, like, the summer.
That's
Except
a good deal.
2013 summer was pretty good. Like, we both had jobs. You had a really good job. Internship.
That's all right.
No, that's all right. You got to go to Puerto Rico.
I went to El Salvador, but...
Just kidding, El Salvador.
I feel like
awkward.
That's slightly, like, offensive.
I didn't mean to. I honestly thought it was Puerto Rico.
You're fine.
They're both in Central America, right?
Yeah, that's offensive saying that. I think they would like to say they have really individualized cultures.
They are.
Like
they are. Okay, I feel terrible now. Thanks. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
That. But, you know, you gotta go there and explore completely
I'm not complaining.
New country.
But I'm not complaining. It was a blast.
Yeah. It was a great... I bet you had a great time. I mean...
I
got to see some natives.
Hey, shut up. Okay. So other than that was a great time. But I would say I don't know, comparing 2013. I don't like to rank things. People ask me who my best friend is, things like that. I don't like ranking people.
Awkward. You're my best friend.
Okay, you're my best friend, too. But, like, like people, like, ask me about, like, my college, and they're like, who's your best friend at school? And I'm like, yo, dudes, listen up. I love everyone.
Yeah, I don't,
But there's, like, a tier, you know? There's, like, a bunch of people that, like, there's, like, a couple people that are on top, but it's not, like, I'm not going to be, like, this is the best one. Like, out of all my friends, like, do you want to know who my worst friends are? Like, it's like, no. Like,
yeah. Like, I have very specific best friends, though. Like, the thing is, I don't rank my best friends.
You have a bunch of best friends, though.
No. Not a bunch.
Okay, you have, like, four.
I have you, Ricardo, Abby and Rachel. But does it count? Okay, that's my question. Do the best friends at home also count as best friends from school? Like, do they go in the same category?
See, that's the thing. Like, I don't like categorizing. I don't like ranking.
See, that's weird. I love doing all that.
I know you don't. You're just, like, thinking about the people that love you. Feel?
That's I like just like feeling loved. Is that so bad?
I don't think that that's so bad at all. You know, team, I'm going to go check on my drink soon. Because yes, I am absolutely ready. Parched.
Well, you did eat that whole sandwich in one bite.
Hey, it was peach jam, peanut butter, and honey, wildflower honey. On point, my friend, on point.
That's your shit.
It's my jam. Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay, so I'll talk to myself then. I don't know. I feel like ranking things makes it, I guess it doesn't make it better, but it just helps me know where I stand, I guess. Like, these are my favorite teachers. These are my favorite people I like to be with. But again, does it count, like, home versus school? Does that make a difference? Because that's what I guess I'm struggling with. Because my friends from home, would they be able to live with me like my friends from school can?
I would be able to live with you. What's the conversation about?
I'm talking about, like, if my friend, that's what we talked about earlier. So if my friends from school can be in the same, like, are the same as my friends from home. They're obviously different.
See, but why do you even need to compare? Can't you just be like, I love this person loves me. We are, like, we're fucking on it together. Like, we are, like, a team. It's, like, great. Sorry. That sounded weird. But just, can't it just be, like, a positive force in your life?
Yeah.
Do you have to analyze it? Like, maybe you do. Like, this is an honest question. Like, I know I'm saying it, like, I know the answer. But I'm like, no, I don't know. Like, do you need to analyze it?
Sometimes I do. I think it depends on the person. Because I've had so many friendships that have gone just one way street, like me. It's all me.
You just love too hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, God, I'm gonna start crying. No, just kidding. But yeah, it's just like I have to evaluate friendships to see if I'm like putting too much into it or if they're not putting enough. Mm-hmm. And if they're not putting enough, then they are off. Cut off.
Shoot. That's really intense. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's like really, thank you very much.
So, it's just, like, that kind of thing. I don't know. I think it's just, it's weird because, like, why are we talking about me? This is really weird to
me. Oh, my
me.
God, you guys, my chai is so good.
She just got it. That's why she said
thank
you.
That's why there was a pause. Sorry about that awkwardness. The waitress came. We tried to pretend like we weren't doing a podcast. We're just chilling in a cafe outside. It's just us now, though. It's really lovely. There's, like, twinkly lights in the trees. Let's set the stage. It's, like, dark. It's, like, what is it, 5 p.m.? It's, like, dark. These cars are going by. They're returning things from the holidays. The start of the new year. The smell of promise is in the air. It's it's like crisp air, you know? It's, like, crisp winter air. Yeah, Karina, breathe it in. There's, like...
It is really crisp. You're right.
It's nice. We're across the street from the fireside. We have, like, this wonderful view because we're, like, on the second floor balcony.
Wow. People walking underneath
Shit,
us.
This is nice.
You have really good words.
You know, I kind of want to be a writer when I grow up.
Yeah, I know. But you also want to be an econ major. You're confusing me.
I don't know what I want to be. Let's not talk about the future. Let's talk about the now.
Oh, the future's so close, though. That's what it is. That's what college is everything for the future.
No.
College.
Hush. Hush. I read some quote by, like, the Dalai Lama or someone.
Oh, God.
Where they said, like, how important it is to live in the now. I don't remember the exact line. It was really moving and stuff, but sorry, I can't remember it at all. But it was, like, really, like, about, like, it really convinced me that you have to live in the now.
Which is true. I love living in the present, but then there's also those times you have to think about the future.
Like, when?
when you're thinking about the future. I don't know. It's just like you have to prepare yourself for the future because I don't feel prepared at all.
Right, but if you do... Sorry, there's a fucking giant bus. If you prepare yourself for the now, though, aren't you kind of... I mean, fuck. If you, like, do your best in the now, aren't you kind of preparing yourself for the future? Because there's nothing you can really do. You can't make decisions. Like, you can only live in the now.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I confuse myself.
But the thing is, if you just live in the now, there's no...
God, this podcast is getting really, like, deep.
What the fuck?
I don't even understand.
Anyway, I can't deal with this subject anymore. It's just...
But, like, what is the now?
2014 is the now.
Hey, what a bring it around. So, speaking of that, I know many of our listeners probably have big old New Year's resolutions. They're going to try and keep on track. And it's only January. We're going to try and get this out
what
to
is
you
it? What is
in
it?
January. Did I mispronounce January? Yeah. I totally could have mispronounced
January. January, right?
It's a long one. There's an extra R in there. Okay. No, that's February. There's
anyway.
No extra. Okay, whatever.
What are you saying? It's a nice mug.
I know. Elizabeth King's dad makes him.
What?
Try some of my chai, Karina.
Oh, jeez. It's
delightful.
Orange. It's orange.
I know. I don't think
tea
it's right.
Tea isn't orange.
It's coconut. Just fucking drink it.
But tea isn't orange. This is so confusing.
What do you mean tea isn't orange? That's making
I can't drink this. I can't. I'm sorry.
It's delightful, but whatever. Okay. Anywho, yeah.
2014.
I kind of want to be an artist. I want to do a visual art major sometimes. I don't know.
I think you're all over the place with majors.
Correct.
Right now.
Correct. Try telling that to my therapist. Okay. Anyways, one thing, as we were driving over to the crowded land of 23rd Avenue. Is it 23rd Avenue or 23rd Street?
Avenue.
23rd Avenue on Portland, Oregon. Wow, some car got has some beats down there. I don't know if you guys can hear that.
Who cares?
It's
anyway.
Like some slow jam. It's like Drake or something. Okay, anyways. It's like terrible to park here, but you know what makes it worse? Fucking bikers.
Oh my God. Those bikers think they're their shit. Except when I'm a biker, I'm always like, biker's way, biker's way.
Hey, I'm a biker. But, like, okay, so this guy in front of us as we were driving over, can you explain this? Like,
okay, yeah.
Like, I pulled up behind him, and I gave him, like, 3 feet maybe behind him, because, like, I don't know, maybe he's going to fall off any second.
Yeah, I've seen a car accidentally hit a bike from the back tire. Like,
no way.
Yeah, it was weird.
Was he okay?
Yeah, he was
Did
fine.
I laugh?
He was wearing a helmet. He was fine.
Okay, so his head wasn't crushed. Was the rest of him okay?
I don't know. We drove around.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Anyway, but this biker is just like, turns around and looks at us through the windshield, and he like, motions up to move forward.
No, he like does a little finger wave, like come forward, Caitlin and Karina, and we're just like,
And then he's like, come on.
And he's
come
like
on.
Smiling. He's like got a twinkle in his eye, and we're like, Jesus, like what does he want?
And then she turned on her turning signal,
and he like waves. He says like, I know you're turning, so just come closer to me. And we're like, what is this?
We got
and then
so
he, like when we get close enough, he's like, okay, good job. And then he like goes forward. Like, what was that about?
I don't know. Bikers are just like.
Portland
I think
bikers
think,
feel very entitled, and like
yeah.
They like when I'm a biker, I'm like, yeah, like I really feel the biker spirit. But right now, today, I am not.
Because there are other bikers where she was about to turn somewhere, and like there's other bikers like waving at her, like I'm here.
I know.
And Kane's like, yeah, I know you're here. I'm waiting for you.
Yeah, it's like we're making eye contact. You don't need to have a field day.
It's awkward. I don't know. My dad is a biker, and he like, oh yeah, cars are crazy. I like driving. Like I'm a car.
Your
and I'm
dad
like,
bikes?
Yeah, he drives bikes to work.
Oh my God, that's so cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. Because it's downtown and we only live like 10 blocks away.
That's really smart. And it's like flat.
There's kind of hills. There's some hills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the way back.
I guess going on popcorn.
Yeah.
Mm, bummer.
Let's
talk more about traffic and roads.
No, but what? Did you ever tell me what your New Year's resolution was? We started talking about me.
So mine was, it had to do with more, like, living in the now.
That's why you brought that up.
And also, like, and a part of that, like, that's, like, a very vague thing, and it's hard to, you know, be concrete about that. So the more concrete way I'm going to do that is take less pictures.
What?
And be, like, of, like, nature and things. Like, of my food, hella, I'm going to keep taking pictures.
You love taking pictures of your
because,
food.
Because, like, to live in the, like, I mean, I'm going to eat it, too, but I want to
But why
it.
Would you, isn't taking pictures living in the
like,
now?
Like, look at the view we have right
this
now.
This is beautiful.
Beauty. But I'm not, I don't have an, like, I just want to, like, appreciate it.
I don't know.
I might also snap a pic. But the main point of this is I'm going to stay off Facebook. Like, I've only been on Facebook twice. Yeah, Facebook. Twice this new year, and it's the 5th of something. So, 5th of January. It's been 5 days. I looked at it twice for less than a minute. So, I put it on my computer so I can only look at it for a minute.
You did that?
Then it boots me.
How do you do that?
It's like a stay focused app you put on Google Chrome. It's really nice. And I don't have Facebook on my phone, and so I'm just kind of done with Facebook. But then I told you my computer sent me a trick email where it said I had 5 unread messages, and not notifications, messages. And messages are like fucking important shit is going down. And so I go and I check, and I have like just 40 notifications and 0 messages.
40? Damn, someone's
okay, popular. I didn't have 40. Calm down, that was an exaggeration. But like my computer straight up lied to me.
Yeah.
I hate Facebook. That's weird. So like that's like, I'm not going to look at it. I only need it for my cousins, and honestly, I feel like my cousins could email me. So,
I don't know. I, like,
some things are good. Rachel knows.
Rachel.
God, can you pull that up?
Yeah, I guess I could try to find it.
Rachel, the lovely Rachel, sent us a whole list of reasons why Facebook can be very useful.
Which is true, though. She gave us a lot of good reasons.
No, they were actually really, like, we're not diminishing this at all. They were, like, really good reasons.
They're very concrete.
We were considering straight up
deleting our Facebook.
Yeah. I still am, but, like,
I'm not considering anymore because of what... There's Rachel a lot... Us. Yeah, well, there's
we
a lot
of
pros
We got it off our phones,
cons.
Though, right? We got it off our phones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have it off my phone. The app is off my phone.
We both
which is
agree
nice.
That it's beneficial to not have Facebook on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. And it's like, okay,
wait,
this is. Should I read mine?
Should
ours
we
first?
Read our reasons? Okay, I'll read ours and you read
okay.
Rachel's because you'll.
Yeah. I'll have Rachel's voice.
Yeah, you'll have Rachel's voice in your head. Okay, so we sent Rachel in Karina's phone a text about why it's why we think we should delete our Facebooks or deactivate because apparently you can reactivate. So it's really a non-commitment thing. So I'm like feeling
go
like
on.
I can. Okay, anyways. So the following thing. Okay. So number one, we would feel a weight lifted from our shoulders. No explanation needed. Like without Facebook, just like you just feel.
Yeah,
okay.
Like someone asked you, do you have a Facebook? Oh, actually, I don't have
no,
a Facebook.
But here's my number. That's why you can give your digits to more people. Oh, that's another reason I think.
Yeah, digits. Anyway, go on.
Anyways, okay. We would be able to live our lives without the distraction, which is a big part of my New Year's thing anyways. We would be able to do things, all caps, rather than sit around and just talk about things. This podcast.
sitting around and talking about things.
We would be more sophisticated and, like, in other words, enter an adult era.
Oh, that's, like, one of my New Year's resolutions, become
wow.
more adult.
Well, we don't have it on our phones, so that's some more.
Yeah, yeah.
there we go. We would stop judging people based on their profile, but rather purely on them in person.
The thing is, I'm already a very judgmental person, so sorry to whoever doesn't
some
know
Some great
me.
Author has this quote where it's like, it's weird how people don't recognize how first impressions are almost always wrong.
Isn't oh, my true? God.
Are you having a life moment right now?
Yeah, I'm like thinking about all my first impressions.
They're almost always wrong.
Well, yeah, because I'm very harsh with my first impressions. Like, I thought my friends from school... Anyway.
Well, you love them all now, though. That's the point.
Oh, yeah,
right?
I love them. Love, love, love them.
Wow, I hope they listen. Okay,
Rachel was asking about this. She's like, when
Rachel,
is
this
one?
Is for you.
Yeah,
Rachel, we're literally quoting your text right now. Okay, so, another one would be we would not worry about employers finding bad pics. But the truth is none of us really have bad pics on there. But just, like, in theory.
Yeah, like, tag pictures, though. Some of them were, like, gross. Like,
just like you mean,
pretty-wise.
Like-wise. Like, not. Okay,
yeah,
so that's
okay.
Not really a reason, but we just thought it was a reason for, like, most people. Like, not us. We're, like, better than
yeah.
So we would also be more mysterious to future boos because they would
ooh.
Be able to.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to stalk us. Not that I have a future boo right now. That's depressing.
Oh, happy God. 2014. Okay. So you would be, and also finally, we would be able to focus on our Insta, Tumblr, and Twitter personas more so.
Which, anyway. And the last
is
feel free.
All caps. So those are our, like, I don't know, 12 reasons.
And this is what Rachel sent back.
Okay, so Rachel did a great long explanation. We saw her typing,
hella long.
And then she stopped typing. We got a little freaked out.
We're like, what the hell?
But then it was just like a long time to
okay,
say. It was fine. Okay,
listen.
Here we go.
In terms of being more adult and educated worldly, a lot of people get their basic information from Facebook. think about all the times you saw posts about another state legalizing gay marriage, or when your friends post things about current events. Many of those news bits would not reach people otherwise. Granted, they're not anywhere near the full story, but is indeed a first step towards understanding our current events. What I have to say about that, though, is that we have Twitter, too, and Tumblr, and
Insta. Oh, are you debating your points right now?
I just wanted to debate that.
Let's make it a debate. I'm weighing it now. Okay, let's go.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that also is a thing that could help us, like, know, like, world events, not just Facebook. But totally. That's a good point. Good point, Rachel.
No, like, Rachel, we're totally on board. We just, like, want to, like, make this more lively, so we're going to debate it.
Also, a lot of the issues mentioned are only indirectly caused by Facebook. If you really wanted to, you could spend more time off Facebook and less time worrying about other people's business.
Okay, I have a thing, though. This is Rachel saying that there's something wrong with our personality. Like, straight up, she's just like, you guys, it's you that's the problem. Which... she's correct.
Yeah,
she's 1,000% correct.
Stalkerish on Facebook.
We have issues with ourselves, but you know, it was...
No, but listen, this is what she also
it
says.
It hurt me a little bit.
Those...
keep going.
Those are less problems with Facebook and more problems with our current generations.
You.
With you. No, our current generations need to know everything immediately mentality.
But society made us that way. Society made me that way, Rachel.
Society made you that way. But we can change that ourselves if we want to, like, get
Facebook
less.
Okay.
People just need to be less judgmental. That's one sentence.
Hashtag you just
hashtag Karina does.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of current jobs that operate with younger employees... excuse us while the bus goes by.
God damn. Number 15.
Operate with younger employees... demographic use Facebook as a beneficial tool of communication. I predict, look at her little hypothesis.
Ooh,
I predict that within 20 years, the number of people without Facebook will be so low that it will be impractical to not have a Facebook and cause more stress about being out of the loop than the stress caused by having a Facebook. Yikes. Sorry that was so long.
Aw, Rachel, don't you worry about it.
We
appreciated it.
We did.
Really appreciated it. Thank you.
So that's our Facebook debate. I've just gotten to the conclusion that I just need to get off of it more.
Correct.
Like, I don't have it as an app on my phone, which is first step to recovery. Okay, and
you're too hyper.
Second step.
Yeah,
is
what's
just,
the second?
Step? Well, I took off a tab. I don't have a tab on Facebook anymore. It's still on my like recent, you know, like the history, but it's off my tabs.
Okay, that's a big difference.
But I don't know. I think it's just it is very you.
It's a problem with us.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
I mean,
what's the next topic? I'm done talking about us.
You know what? This was good. So we need to, like, think about the upcoming year. Oh, my God. When am I going to do another podcast? In a year.
In a year.
Our viewers are going to have a fucking long wait.
Listen, this is what we're doing this
year.
You
know what we could do?
What?
We could record podcasts while you're in... you could record one while you're in India. And are you bringing your computer?
I could. I don't know. Do you bring computers?
I mean, if you have to write up... reports.
Oh, yeah, we do have to write reports. I don't know if they're handwritten or not, though. I don't know. I don't know anything about India. Like, I only know some itinerary stuff. I don't even know who's going.
Have you told our viewers that you're going
no.
to India?
So, okay, let's talk about that. Okay, so this upcoming summer,
I will be...
anymore. I know. This upcoming summer, I am going on a trip to India for 3 weeks. It is with my school. It's going to be with a group of students and
Wait,
with my favorite teacher.
Wait, can you repeat that? It's a giant motorcycle.
My favorite professor. I'm going to India in the summer for 3 weeks with my school. And we are going to go to different places in India. I could pull up the itinerary, but that's going to kill my battery, so no. There's some stuff we're doing, like we're going to ride an elephant to a temple. That'll be cool.
That's going to be so awesome.
We're going to swim in a royal pool. We're staying in five hotels.
What's a royal pool versus a pool?
I don't know. It's like a surprise.
Do you, like, wear a crown?
No, fuck you. No, it's, like, a pool that is royal. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, at the royal palace or something.
Oh, my God. You're going to a palace?
Yeah.
Wow. It's going to be beautiful.
I don't know. I'm, like, really excited for it, but, like, everything is just coming at me at once, and, like, I have to... I mean, I've already gotten to the point where I'm, like, okay, I'm staying there for the summer because that's what I'm doing to pay off. The India trip is I have an internship over the summer as a research assistant in Meadville. And so that's going to be fun. I think it'll be good. It's going to be good for my New Year's resolution about growing up and being less dependent.
Becoming independent. Let's put it in a positive light.
Okay. Becoming more independent, because I feel like I'm still pretty independent, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone is a little bit, you know?
Yeah. But, so it's going to be good. I'm excited. It's just the whole, like, year thing of not coming back to Portland, because, come on, Portland is pretty awesome. Like, I'm looking at this view right now, and I'm amazed.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I already took a picture. You know how you got, how I just said I'm going to take this picture? I took a picture. It's fucking beautiful.
We also got an amazing parking spot. It's such a busy street, but we parked right on the street. We almost parked, like, 3 blocks away, up on a hill.
We don't even have to pay for parking. It's Sunday. We're on 23rd.
Life is good.
Life is perfect.
This 2014 has gone off really well.
I think it's going to be a good year. Oh, my God. I just had a really good vibe about it. It's like an even year. It's like
yeah, 14 is my
year.
Favorite number.
Oh, my God.
I think the even years are really good because 2012.
Also, 2015 is going to be good because it's like a nice multiple of 5, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. 5 times 3.
They're like neat numbers.
Yeah. 16 is going to be a good year. We're going to graduate from college.
Yeah.
What?
I don't like that.
What? Then we are... Oh, we're going to get an apartment.
Yeah.
We're going to live together after college. That's for sure. Also, it depends where we get our jobs. But we're,
so it's very for sure, except dependent on a lot of factors.
Yeah. But, like, the thing is, like, we want... I want a job that's very... You can get it anywhere, I feel like. Especially with my major... I feel like I get anything. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Communications?
Yeah. Communications?
Yeah, that opens a lot of doors. You got a lot of options.
Boom! So many doors are open for me.
Is it like that? Is that how, it's more like...
I do see it, though. I just see, like, a bunch of doors just opening
like
at me.
Like, swinging doors? I was thinking sliding doors.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. What would that be like? You have to step in front of them to get the motion sensor.
That's true. Like, you have to go to that opportunity to have it open.
Oh, my God, this is a great metaphor.
Wow, I really like that.
It's you. It's your presence that's going to open that door.
Yeah.
It's going to stay shut till you get close. You got to work for it. You got to fight.
Find that opportunity for that.
You got to walk. You got to stand strong.
Your facial expressions are really scaring me. But I agree. That was great. That was really good. Either way, though,
okay,
we want a city. Huh?
We want a city. It's going to be great. 2016 is going to be great, but right now, I want us to live in the now, and I want us to know, and I want all our viewers to know, too, that 2014 is going to be the year for us, it's going to be the year for you, it's going to be the year for me.
Well said.
And on that note, guys, we're going to leave you for a little bit. Hopefully, we'll have another podcast.
Yeah, we'll hang out before we leave.
Yeah.
I leave.
Yeah. And if not, we'll try and do, like, a split one, like, maybe one from India and one from LA, or wherever I end up in the summer. Nonetheless, we love y'all.
England.
We love you. Stay strong.
Stay beautiful.
You're gonna own this year, guys. This is your year.
Yeah, it really is. 2014. Woo!